Rest stop. Chloe and Christopher said nothing further to each other until they escaped from the morning snarl of Houston traffic. Just outside Huntsville, Chloe called for a rest stop. Christopher pulled into a rest area, uncertain as to what his next move should be. She was out of the door the moment the car came to a stop. He sat with the engine running, contemplating beating a hasty retreat so she could have to find her own way to wherever she wanted to be. Dr. Pepper won the argument. Christopher shut down the engine, got out, locked the car, and then headed to the restroom. If she happened to be by the car when he returned, he decided that he would play along with her for just a little bit longer. His curiosity was winning a war against his common sense. He wanted to know who she was as well as how she knew as much about him as she seemed to know. Monitors inside the travel plaza flashed pictures of his passengers as well as a headline stating she was missing, wanted for questioning. Her name was Chloe Thompson. There's a start, he thought while he visited the men's room. The woman in the picture was a year or two younger, and he could tell that she was wearing something with a plunging neckline. Maybe I should turn her in, he thought. The thought was fleeting. He decided to fall back on the notion that he should at least hear out Miss Chloe Thompson before doing anything rash like turning her in. When he emerged from the travel plaza, she was perched on the back of a bench near the car. She lit from the perch when he approached. I suppose you saw my picture on the monitors inside, she greeted him. It was my senior photo from high school. I never liked that shot. Aren't you afraid that you'll be recognized, he said in a stage whisper. No, I'm not, she whispered back. I hope to go at least another hour or two before I'm discovered, though. There are a couple of people I'd just love to inconvenience. Let's take a walk. She pointed out a path leading to and around a small pond, a focal point for the area which gave drivers a respite from the stress of travel. You've already inconvenienced me, Christopher growled. Who else would you have in mind for one, and are you using me to get back at someone else for another? Guilty as charged, she confessed. I am trying to get back at a couple of people. My Aunt Jane, for instance, for allowing Charlie access to my phone number. And I'm getting back at Charlie for thinking I'm available for his attempt to climb the corporate ladder. Why are you using me? He insisted. You're just happenstance, she replied. I've had my eye on you for a month or two, and circumstances just happened to fall into place. And is faking a kidnapping part of your circumstance? I could face serious charges if your scheme, whatever it is, backfires. You lose your license, you have something to do, have to do something else, right? Christopher became irked at Chloe's attitude. Who pays for my student loans? Who pays for my food and shelter? Tell me that, Miss Thompson, and just exactly who are you to be so important that your picture is plastered all over the place fearing that you've been kidnapped? She stopped their walk by turning toward him, looking him straight in the eye. You have no idea who I am, do you? She asked him point blank. My father has means and the pull to keep you out of whatever trouble you might have because of my little ruse. I could be in trouble too, she continued. I'm headed to law school soon. If I don't keep my nose clean, I may not be admitted to the bar. Why me? He asked. A combination of curiosity and convenience, she smiled. I had a bet going with one of your neighbors about which one of us would get to know you better first. The little rich girl wins, is that it? I suppose if you want to put it that way, Chloe conceded. For the past year, though, I've been under the radar, making my own way, out from under the thumb of my father and my aunt. Sandy has no idea who I really am, although she probably has it figured out by now. Just who are you really? He asked. I seem to recall that you said you'd tell me in time. Well, it's time. So it is, Chloe stated. She turned to continue their walk. My name is Chloe Thompson. The people I know in Houston, with a few exceptions, know me as Tony Anderson. I'm the daughter of Brian Thompson, owner of an outfit called Big Thicket Broadcasting, based in Tyler, Texas. Should that mean anything to me? Asked Christopher. I'm thinking it might, she stated. You act as if everyone you should know you, he observed. Well, I was all state and track when I was in high school, I went through college on a track scholarship. So? So I'm well known. To some people, I'm sure you are. You're a hard sell. Do you know that? She said. I deal with a lot of people day in and day out trying to con me into doing something they know I shouldn't do, Christopher stated. Everyone has an excuse, some reason that they should get special treatment. Pardon me if I'm not immediately sympathetic. Why are you walking with me at a rest stop outside Huntsville when you could be sitting at home right now catching up on some sleep? Before he could answer, Chloe continued, It's because you want what every guy wants, an occasional piece of ass from an attractive woman. I've seen your manhood come to attention. Hell, you're no different in some respects than Charlie was last night. At least you've had the decency to keep your business out of mine. Christopher blushed. His bluff had been called. In that instant, he knew that he was no better than his father before his father left Texas to settle in some small Ohio town called Magnolia. Yeah, he stammered. Maybe I should just forget this whole thing, turn around and go back to my little hole and work on meeting your friend. Or better yet, the office manager at the apartment complex. You could score on her easy, she said, giving him a wink. Then where would you be? He stopped. She kept walking. Nowhere, he said when she was 10 steps ahead. I'd be just like my father. She stopped and turned. What do you mean? He was a womanizer. At least he was after Mom left him, Christopher stated. Every time I went to visit him, there was a different woman hanging on his arm. When was the last time you saw him? Chloe asked. Almost 2 years ago. He'd moved to Ohio and he came down to Dallas to move his stuff. He met some woman there who somehow snared him into marrying him. I was invited to the wedding, but I was in my last year of school and couldn't afford the time. Christopher walked closer while he talked. There was something about this woman, this person who invaded his space just a few hours earlier. He was still cautious, but he still thought he'd like to know her better. They resumed their circuit of the pond. Have you dated anyone lately? Chloe questioned. No. He was direct, almost rude in his answer. I haven't either, she said. I could use your company at least for a little while. Will you take me the rest of the way to my father's place? On one condition. We stop, we get a phone, we tell your father or whoever you need to tell that you're safe. I don't want to be pulled over and shot by some overeager cop. Done, she agreed. I took the liberty of bringing your cell phone with us. We'll call when we get to the car. You had it all the time? She nodded her head, gave him a strange look, then pulled his face close to hers and kissed him. I think we've been seen, she whispered to him. We need to leave, now. Christopher looked around to see if he could spot anyone suspicious while he unlocked the car. He and Chloe got in, and within 30 seconds were scooting down the ramp to meet the highway on their northward journey. Less than a minute later, someone driving a small gray rental car pulled out of the rest stop to follow them.